Welcome, and thank you for standing by. Today's call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. All participants are in a listen-only mode until the question-and-answer session of today's conference. At that time, you may press star one on your phone to ask a question. I would now like to turn the conference over to Manish Padhashar. You may begin.
Good afternoon. I'm delighted to welcome you to this webinar. As you know, OAC offers advanced cyber infrastructure within the CISE Directorate at the National Science Foundation, seeks to foster the advanced cyber infrastructure ecosystem that is critical to the advancement of all areas of science and engineering, research and education. The cyber infrastructure workforce, including students, researchers, and practitioners, is an essential component of this ecosystem. The cyber training program addresses a critical gap in education and training for our current and future research workforce in advanced cyber infrastructure. It represents an important and growing component of our portfolio of investments and has received a strong response from the community. I would like to highlight the interdisciplinary nature of the program as evidenced by the involvement of other directorates, including EHR, Engineering, GEO, MPS, and SPE. This webinar will focus on the current cyber training solicitation, which has been revised based on your feedback and includes new classes and sizes of awards. I do hope you find this webinar informative. I will now turn it over to Dr. Sushil Prasad, who is the Cognizant Program Officer for the program. Over to you, Sushil.
Thank you, Manish. Hello. Thank you for your interest in this revised cyber training solicitation. We are very excited with the expanded scope of this program. I'm Sushil Prasad, a Program Director in CISE's Office of Advanced Cyber Infrastructure, or OAC. I'm a rotator from Georgia State University, now completing my fourth and final year at NSF. We launched the cyber training solicitation 2 years ago. This was to address the critical gap in education and training space for our current and future research workforce in advanced cyber infrastructure and in computational and data-driven science and engineering. We had an excellent response with 40 projects in the first round and 56 in the last round. Out of these, we could award 12 projects in the first year and 15 in the second year. Today, I'll summarize the key aspects of the cyber training solicitation as it has been revised, primarily pointing out the revisions to the solicitation and a few new submission requirements. I have with me a few other Cognizant program directors, as this solicitation has participation from many directorates. After our presentations, we will take any questions. This program seeks to prepare, nurture, and grow the national scientific research workforce for creating, utilizing, and supporting advanced cyber infrastructure to enable and potentially transform fundamental science and engineering research and contribute to the nation's overall economic competitiveness and security. The twin goals of the solicitations are to ensure broad adoption of CI tools, methods, and resources by the research community in order to catalyze major research advances and to enhance researchers' abilities to lead the development of new CI, and to integrate core literacy and discipline-appropriate advanced skills in advanced CI, as well as computational and data-driven science and engineering, into the nation's educational, curriculum, and instructional material fabric, spanning undergraduate and graduate courses for advancing the fundamental research. Let me note that for the purpose of this solicitation, advanced cyber infrastructure, which I will now refer to as CI, is broadly defined as the resources, tools, methods, and services for advanced computation, large-scale data handling, networking, and security to enable and transform science and engineering research. This solicitation calls for innovative and scalable training, education, and curriculum and instruction materials, targeting one or both of the solicitation goals. This actually is a change. You may target one or both to address the emerging needs and unresolved bottlenecks in scientific and research workforce development from post-secondary level to active researchers. The target communities at various stages of their career pipelines comprise undergraduate and graduate students, researchers, educators, as well as the CI professionals. As part of this investment, this solicitation also seeks to broaden CI access and adoption, particularly by those scientific disciplines and institutions which lower level of CI adoption, and harnessing the capabilities of larger segments of diverse underrepresented groups. Proposals involving these communities are especially encouraged. In the short term, the project must either catalyze fundamental research in specific NSF-supported disciplines with innovative, scalable training and educational activities, or result in curriculum and instructional materials that is integrated into undergraduate and graduate courses, serving as templates for adoption by other institutions and informing best practices and institutional and disciplinary curriculum. It is also the long-term goal that we are really excited about. The project should aim to contribute to the larger goal of an educational ecosystem, enabling computational and data-driven science for all scientists and engineers. This embraces computation as the third pillar and data-driven science as the fourth pillar of the scientific discovery process, in addition to the traditional first and the second pillars of theory and experimentation. As you can see, we are very ambitious. The cyber training program is led by the Office of Advanced Cyber Infrastructure, or the OAC. It also includes a new participation this year from the Directorate of Social, Behavioral, and Economic Sciences, the SBE Directorate. It also has a participation from the Division of Computing and Communication Foundations, CCF of SAIS, the Division of Graduate Education, DGE, and the Directorate of Education and Human Resources, the EHR. All the divisions within the Directorates of Engineering and Geosciences, the ENG and the GEO, as well as the Astronomy, Materials, and Physics divisions in the Directorate of Mathematical and Physical Sciences, the MPS. Some of these directorates and divisions have specific programmatic areas of interest which have been updated, while others welcome proposals that broadly enhance their relevant research communities in consultation with the program directors, the cognizant program directors. So let me highlight that an intent of the cyber training program is to stimulate co-funding between OAC and one or more of the domain directors or divisions. Therefore, the prospective PIs are strongly encouraged to contact the cognizant program officers in OAC as well as in the participating divisions and directorates relevant to their proposals in order to ascertain whether the focus and the budget of the proposed activities are appropriate for the solicitation. The cyber training program focuses on three scientific communities. CI Contributors is the community of computational and data scientists and engineers who research and develop new CI capabilities and new approaches and methods. CI Users is a larger community of domain scientists and engineers who effectively exploit advanced CI capabilities and methods for their research. Finally, CI Professionals is the community of research, CI, and professional staff who deploy, manage, and support effective use of research CI. On this slide, we now review the key revisions in the next competition, for the next competition. There are three project classes as defined below. Pilot projects with total budgets of up to 300,000 and with duration of up to 2 years are exploratory activities that may lead to implementation projects. Implementation projects can be either small with budgets up to 500,000 or medium with total budgets of up to 1 million for duration of up to 4 years. Implementation projects make CI training and educational activities or curriculum and instructional materials broadly accessible to a significant portion of a community for one or more disciplines. Medium implementation projects also foster a community to catalyze the adoption of advanced CI methods or to incorporate training resources and materials into the curriculum. Large-scale project conceptualization projects with total budgets of up to 500,000 and the duration of up to 2 years are planning grants for potential future large-scale cyber training projects at the level of institutes. The product of a conceptualization project will be a strategic plan that is expected to serve as a conceptual design upon which a subsequent large-scale cyber training proposal could be based. As I stated earlier, the two solicitation goals have been clarified, and pilot and implementation projects may target one or both of the solicitation goals. Large-scale project conceptualization projects must address both goals. Separate submission tracks for cyber infrastructure contributors, users, and professionals have been eliminated. However, we remain focused on these three scientific communities, and projects should target one or more of these communities. And finally, the limit on number of proposals per PI or co-PI has been updated to indicate that an individual may serve as PI or co-PI on only one pilot or implementation proposal to the cyber training program per competition. The large-scale project conceptualization projects are not included in this limit. On this slide, we'll talk about the solicitation-specific review criteria. All proposals should have well-defined proposal elements, which clearly address the solicitation-specific review criteria shown here, in addition to addressing the intellectual merit and broader impact criteria. Reviewers will be asked to evaluate these aspects by answering the following questions. First, rationale for challenges identified for research workforce development. I want to emphasize the research aspect here, research workforce development. Second, strength of project's plan to address one or both solicitation goals, namely to broaden the use of CI methods and resources by the research community, or to integrate CI skills into institutional and disciplinary curriculum and instructional material fabric. Note that at least one goal is needed for pilot and implementation proposals, and both goals are needed for large-scale project conceptualization proposals. Third, potential for scalability and sustainability. Four, soundness of recruitment and evaluation plan. Fifth, effectiveness of proposed collective impact strategy to establish a coordination network and a backbone organization, or an effectiveness of an alternative strategy. Six, soundness of plans for fostering a suitable community. Seven, feasibility of plans for serving as an information hub and for creating repository infrastructure. And finally, eight, strength of plans to support and guide other cyber training and relevant projects and the community. So I want to clarify, pilot projects must address items 1 and 2 in this list. Small implementation projects must address item 1 through 5. And the medium implementation projects must also address the item number 6. Large-scale project conceptualization projects must address all 8 items and both solicitation goals. While I do want to clarify that the research in education is not the goal of this solicitation. On this slide, I want to go into the OAC focus. In the solicitation, each participating division and directorate have included its programmatic areas of interest. OAC is concerned about all the three communities I talked about earlier, the CI professionals, CI contributors, and CI users, both current and future generations. OAC encourages proposals on technical and research CI professional skills, development of future CI professionals, as well as on skill refinement and career development of current CI professionals. OAC also encourages proposals relevant to the domain directorates for training as well as cross-training of the computational and data scientists and engineers who are current and future CI contributors in the contributor-level CI topics, such as scalable scientific software development, modeling and simulation, advanced domain topics such as domain-specific tools, data sets, and models. OAC is also interested in the larger goal of preparing the nation's scientific and engineering research workforce, well-versed in basic CI and computational and data science and engineering literacy. This CI user workforce preparation starts with undergraduate students across all disciplines and continues to graduate students and postdoctoral fellows, particularly in disciplines and areas with low level of CI adoption. OSC also encourages relevant proposals of overlapping concerns with other OSC programs, such as the Big Data Regional Innovation Hub, the BD Hubs, which is now under OSC, Campus Cyber Infrastructure, the CC STAR program, Cyber Infrastructure for Sustained Scientific Innovation, the CSSI program, and finally the Cybersecurity Innovation for Cyber Infrastructure, the CICI program. I want to now turn it over to Jo Culbertson from CMMI for her programmatic area of interest.
Hi, for CMMI, we're interested in supporting activities that enable the CMMI community to lead development of new CI that catalyzes major fundamental research advances in CMMI-related fields and allows the community to more effectively use CI to address fundamental knowledge gaps for topics that are supported by CMMI.
Now, Bogdan is going to speak on the physics division's priorities. Bogdan.
So, hello. More generally, the slide actually should be seen from the perspective of the Mathematical and Physical Sciences Directorate, MPS. As Sushil mentioned before, already we have three divisions that are listed on this solicitation, Astronomy, ASD, DMR, Deposition Materials Research, and Physics, PHY. MPS has not highlighted specific areas in the context of this solicitation, despite the fact that we have three divisions only out of the five that we have in MPS. So PIs, prospective PIs, are strongly encouraged to reach out to the Cognizant program directors and discuss the type of projects that they're interested in. That being said, let me make a couple of remarks on behalf of physics. We are interested in supporting workshops and summer schools that are focused on the training of students and postdocs, with emphasis on high-performance computing and data analytics methods. We'd like this to be introduced in the context of specific scientific applications relevant to MPS communities, physics communities. And we would expect that the materials developed for the workshops and used at these workshops would actually be made available online to the broad community.
Thank you, Bogdan. I also have a few frequently asked questions. So the first question is the consultation with a Cognizant program officer required? And we have been talking about this. So the answer is no, but strongly encouraged that you consult with me, with OSC leading this solicitation, and any other Cognizant program officer that you find would be overlapping with what you're proposing, at least a month in advance, and mention this in a single copy document, not in the project summary that we had in the past, but in a single copy document. And the way you do this is by sending a one-page project summary containing sections on project overview, intellectual merit, and broader impact, and also a few keywords. Another fact question, can my project primarily train or retrain for jobs in the IT industry? Answer is no. All proposals, including cybersecurity proposals, must be relevant to scientific research workforce development. Research is the keyword here, and advanced cyber infrastructure. I also want to point out the cybersecurity proposals must be relevant to scientific research workflow. There are many other programs which might be relevant for cybersecurity, and you should also be looking at that. For example, SATC and other programs. This relevance will, of course, vary from undergrads to grads to CI professionals and across disciplines. And I have one more fact question for you. Do you need small size implementation award before seeking medium size implementation or a cyber training award before a large scale project conceptualization submission? The answer is no. So So I want to thank you for participating. We do have, including myself, three other program directors here. On my left, I have Christina Payne. She is representing Engineering CBET program, and you just heard of Bogdan, representing MPS and also Physics, and Jo Culbertson. She's representing Engineering CMMI program. So this completes our slide presentation. Please note that these slides and the transcripts for this webcast, as well as an audio recording, will be available at www.nsf.gov/events, E-V-E-N-T-S. Now we welcome your questions. You can also send email to sprasad@nsf.gov for offline questions. Thank you.
We will now begin our question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 from your phone and unmute your line, speaking your name clearly when prompted. If you would like to withdraw your question, please press star 2. Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. One moment as we wait for any questions. Our first question comes from Satish Puri. Your line is now open.
Okay, hi. I'm Satish Puri from Marquette University. So I have a couple of questions. The first question is, can I propose that I will, organize a training for undergraduate and graduate students? Just want to make sure.
Yes, of course. You can have a more than one class of folks. So clearly undergrad and graduate together would be fine as well.
Okay. Thank you very much. My next question is, when I'm organizing a training workshop, if I invite speakers from industry or other researchers in my budget, can I put stipend for speakers or consultants?
Yes.
Okay.
You do want to justify all of these expenses, though. So make sure that the budget is described and is justified depending on the activities that you are proposing. But the answer is yes.
Okay. Thank you very much, Dr. Prasad.
Thank you, Satish.
Our next question comes from Kai Wong. Your line is now open.
Hello. This is Suzanne Linhart here with the Kai Wong Group. We wanted to know if you could actually include educators, so to be faculty members from small universities and undergraduate students, because when you want to reach out, you need to train some of the faculty at small institutions and their students. And they would be like undergraduate students and then faculty members from smaller universities.
So certainly, I think, training the faculty members themselves is also actually a good activity. It might even be a good accelerator in terms of reaching out and potentially have a multiplier impact.
Okay, thank you.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question over the phone, please press star 1. Our next question comes from Jessica Zhang. Your line is now open.
Hey, hello. This is Jessica Zhang from Carnegie Mellon University. My question is, so the training, it can be organizing a workshop or online workshop. So are there any other ways generally you support beyond the training workshop?
So I'm not sure that I understand your question. I mean, the comment relative to workshops and summer schools was a conversation starter. We are not limiting to that particular type of activity.
So, for example, we can have like a short course or organizing some symposium in a big conference, or it can be local, one university, several groups organize things together. So it can be very general. So do you have any limitation on this?
No, I mean, you simply have to demonstrate how the activity that's being proposed will actually address the goals of the solicitation.
I guess one thing to consider is it would enhance the value of your effort if you were to develop these materials in a way that they could be more broadly shared with the community, even if, you know, the initial focus is on groups within local institutions.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
We have no additional questions in queue. We have a few more questions in queue. Our next question comes from Mohammed Kayom. Your line is now open.
Hi. I would like to ask about the biology directorate not participating in this solicitation. If we have a proposal that aligns more with the biology directorate, should we still send a one-page summary to get feedback? Or should we just not send the summary to get feedback if there's no funding from that directorate?
So bio, unfortunately, is not participating. On the other hand, they do have some programs which may be of interest to you. If you have a larger discipline community that you're targeting beyond bio, I would love to see a one-pager.
Can I also add, so I'm representing CBET, so that's Chemical Bioengineering, Environmental and Transport Systems and Engineering. And we have a lot of biological applications that are of interest to our various programs. And so if you can kind of pose the problem such that you're addressing maybe a bioengineering type question, you know, you're developing that community rather than just specifically biology, then, you know, there's potentially interest there. So if you have an idea, you know, again, contact, you know, me specifically regarding that.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Vahid Haidari. Your line is now open.
Hi, my name is Vahid Haidari from Rouen University. Related to cybersecurity, what is the main difference between this program and Gen Cyber and SATC Education Track? Thank you.
So that's a good question. I wanted to clarify on that as well. I mean, clearly, there are lots of programs like SATC, and also there are programs within EHR, which are for general, I would say more generic cybersecurity communities and education and training in that space. What we are interested in here is that is relevant to research workforce development. Right? So it's not everything that is about security is about research workforce development. So look at from that angle. And also how that is relevant to advanced cyber infrastructure. And I also, in fact, on this one of the fact question I talked about, which would be posted, think about the scientific research workflow, security questions around those, how we train around those. Those are the things that we are going to be looking for and the panelists are going to be looking for to be relevant to this program.
So the purpose of this solicitation is really to enable advances in fundamental research. So you need to ask how the cybersecurity would relate to that.
Okay, thank you so much.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question over the phone lines, please press star 1 from your phone. Our next question comes from Satish Puri. Your line is now open.
Hello. Hello, Satish again.
Yep.
So my last question is the deadline for proposal submission is February, and we are thinking of organizing a summer semester workshop for a week. So my thinking is 2019 summer would be too soon, so we can plan for 2020 summer training, right?
Yeah, 2019 summer would be too soon.
Okay, good. Thank you very much.
But you can plan something for fall, for example.
Yeah, that's possible.
Right, perfect.
We have no questions in queue at this time. We have a question from Kai Wong. Your line is now open.
I'm Kai Wong from the University of Tennessee. I have a question regarding about the estimation number of awards for each category, if you have it.
So, Kai, this actually we have in the solicitation, and those are estimates, of course, right? Did you have any specific question around that?
Is that so for? I thought we didn't see it. That's why we asked.
For example,
there's one.
Okay.
Okay, so we read it. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, these are estimates again. You know, so depending on what the response is, it would vary. And we are looking at all the classes, all the three project classes that I talked about.
Our next question comes from Sukumar Ganapati. Your line is now open.
Yes, hi. My name is Sukumar Ganapati, calling from Florida International University. My question is related to the who you consider as the community for which this training is for. The CI users, but do they have to be at the later stage oriented towards basic fundamental research, or they can be CI users broadly defined?
So I think you were not very audible, but I'm just trying to address what I thought I heard. You're talking about CI users, should they be early or should they be advanced? Is that what you're asking?
That's correct.
Right. And we are looking at, at all levels, right? But also depending on which directorate you're looking at, which program you're looking at, see what their priorities are. So maybe, Joe, you can talk about early versus later.
Our main focus would be graduate and above, but we would consider funding efforts, for undergraduates. But in every case, we would really like to see a strong linkage with fundamental knowledge gaps in CMMI-funded fields. So even for undergraduates, we would want to know how this training would enable them to use CI to address major research challenges that are faced by our community.
So just a follow-up to that, can we include professionals who have not been involved in CI in their pursuit so far? I'm interested in this, in the SBE directorate.
So CI professionals are also welcome in terms of the community that you're trying to reach. And SBE, in fact, is a new program that is just beginning to participate. So look at their, the paragraph where they talk about their program and priorities. Make a one-pager. I would suggest, just send it to me as well as Sarah, who is listed there, and then we should go from there.
Will do. Thank you very much.
Yep.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question over the phone lines, please press *1 from your phone. Our next question comes from Glenn Whitehouse. Your line is now open.
Yes, I was wondering if there are any limitations on who can team on a proposal. So for example, I think the previous question addressed this a little bit, but are there any restrictions or limitations between an institution partnering with, say, a small business?
I think, the solicitation is very clear. It's kind of open to all who are able to submit to NSF, including small businesses. But again, remember, the focus is on research workforce development.
Mm-hmm.
So how they can be involved fruitfully, I think that would be the real question. But it's very open.
Okay, thank you.
We currently have no questions in queue. We still currently have no questions in queue.
Okay, so we all really appreciate you participating, and we are looking forward to your questions as well as one-pagers as you plan your proposals. So let us know. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your participation in today's conference. You may disconnect at this time.